Dear friends, please turn with me tonight to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Just one verse. A verse so compacted, so compressed, it speaks volumes. It is a well-known verse. Most of us have already memorized it. But simply it says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. So my title is The Unspeakable Gift. I could have taken the whole verse really for a title. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. My dear friends, do you see? This is almost like an exclamation. But it is certainly a confession. It is an affirmation, but it is also for our information. All is here. It speaks about what? It speaks about God, the only God. But it speaks also about the gift of God. And it speaks also about our gratitude to such a wonderful and amazing gift. Maybe you have never said, thank you, Lord. Oh, this verse should really bring you on your knees to say, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. That's really what the verse tells us. But my dear friends, after speaking, when you take 2 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul was speaking throughout. Actually, he started from chapter 8. He was speaking about our giving. But now, as he comes to the close of this chapter, he's speaking about the greatest of all gifts. And no wonder he speaks about that word. That's an amazing word, unspeakable. Actually, many scholars think that Paul coined that word. It did not exist before the New Testament. But this man is overwhelmed. He's overwhelmed by the gift of God. He has to make up a word. You know, when you and me, we speak most of time, we say, I'm empty with words. Words are falling me. I couldn't find the right word. But here, he couldn't find a better word. And this word, though it is not the same Greek word all the time, you find it 3 times in the New Testament. Later in chapter 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, when that man, Paul was speaking about that man who was taken to the third heaven. I believe he's speaking about himself, but you see his humility. Taken into the third heaven, he said, I heard unspeakable words. Unspeakable words. But in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, you find the third time when this word is mentioned. About the trial of our faith. Your faith will bring that unspeakable joy, full of glory, when you appear before the Lord Jesus Christ. So, my dear friends, Paul couldn't find a better word. This word about the unspeakable speaks about the gift of God. And I believe here the word gift also should be attributed only to God. Only to God. Not the gift of man to man. But you see, the gift of God, the greatest gift, is beyond expression. It is really indescribable. It is unmatched. It is unique. It is precious. It is priceless. Oh, again, words fall out really to explain about this indescribable gift. But my dear friends, my brothers and sisters, remember, no adjective, no adverb, no superlative really will suffice. Nothing is sufficient. Words are not sufficient really to express the gift of salvation. But the gift, again, is a person, is not something material. Because material is just terrestrial, is just on this earth. We shall leave everything behind us. Everything. But this gift, we are able to travel with it, to go anywhere. Even when our life in this world comes to an end, we still have it. We still have it because it is a gift coming from God. My dear friends, Paul says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. It is just immeasurable, really. No human genius, no vocabulary, no dictionary. You put all the lexicons together, put all the world libraries together, put maybe there are poets here, people who love poetry. Put all the poets of the world together. Put the artists, the movies, put the computers, put technology together. Nothing as such will get to the bottom of this gift. My dear friends, it is unspeakable, not because we cannot speak about it, but no matter, if you give me eternity, I will never be able to really explain it. Because God, this is about God. God is indescribable. And Bible tells me that you try to describe God, it is a sin, a great sin. But we can speak about it because God has revealed it in his word. My dear friends, God is a giver. God is not mean. God is not stingy. He's a giver. You see in this passage, oh, Satan gift. What does Satan has for us as a gift? People don't understand that. Do you know the enemy of your soul, even as you are hearing the gospel of redeeming grace, the enemy of your soul is saying, wow, what's the point? What's the point? There is nothing after life. When you die, you just become like a stone, like a leaf, like an animal. That's it. There is nothing after. What a big lie. What a big lie. That's the lie we hear in this world. But you know, Satan has a gift for you and me. Deceit, presumption, rebellion, arrogance, pride, jealousy. Endless list, things that there is that bitterness in us, and he's putting the roots of antagonism and animosity and hostility against the one who made us. Oh, my dear friends, the only one who could give us happiness, the only one who could give us real life, abundant life, eternal life, but we say, you don't exist. You don't exist. I made myself. You made yourself? You didn't make yourself. Nothing comes from nothing. That's the rule. Nothing comes from nothing. Not by hazard, not by chance, not by sheer accident. God made us. And that's why one day we shall stand before the living God. We shall give account to the life we have lived. Even Bible says we shall give account about every idle word we have pronounced. My dear friends, Satan's gift is death. Death. And from the beginning of this world, man disobeyed our parents, Adam and Eve. Some people say, oh, why should God punish us because of their sin? But you were in them. God saw you in them, even before you came into this world. That's why that federal head, Adam, our federal head, he fell out, he fall, and we all fall with him at the same time. And that's why every one of us coming into this world, people don't like to hear these things, but every one of us coming into this world is a sinner. Our identity is a sinner, and our first diploma is really engineer of evil. That's free of charge. You don't have to do any exam for that. It is given to you from birth. Oh, my brothers and sisters, opposite and in contrast to Satan's gift, which is death, Bible says, The free gift of God is everlasting, eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. What a gulf! What a gulf! You come to the Lord Jesus tonight, you are removed, transported, lifted up from the kingdom of death, from the kingdom of morosity, from the kingdom of a morbid life. You are taken into fellowship with the one who gives life, God Himself. That's what Christianity does to a sinner. My dear friends, the giver, the gift, the gain are all perfect. All perfect. The gift is the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us salvation. The giver is God Himself. But the gain, oh, I wish I can make it as beautiful, as wonderful, that you will be so tempted to say, I want it. I want it. I cannot live without it. But the gain is tremendous. The gain is wonderful. Nothing in comparison with what this world can give to you and me. You know, there is great joy in salvation. Really, you may not be surrounded by stuff, material, but your heart is at peace. You know, Voltaire, the French philosopher, when he was dying in that bed, he was crying unto the nurse who was at his bedside. She said, she was a believer, that nurse. She said, she would never dream again to stand and listen to the last words of a non-believer. It was a tragedy, big tragedy. There is great difference between a believer dying and the non-believer dying. The believer, he has hope. He has lively hope. And when we speak about hope, it means certainty. It means anticipation. Oh, my friend, there is no greater joy than to leave this house of prayer tonight, knowing that you have been reconciled with God. It is the burden, the mountain of your sins being removed, taken away. I don't know if it works in English, but in French, you will be light as a bird. Light as a bird. Because the guilt, you know, most mental illnesses, even nowadays, I'm not generalizing, don't misunderstand me, but most of them, the cause is the guilt. People live with a tremendous and heavy guilt. But when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ in true faith, genuine faith, sincere faith, trembling with repentance, asking for the forgiveness of your sins, that guilt is removed. Oh yes, you may not have everything, but you know where you are going when the life of this world comes to an end. That's amazing. Oh friends, think about these things. They are for our good. So I'm in trouble tonight, really, I have to say. How can I describe to you something that is unspeakable? How can I? It is impressive. It is expressive. It is massive. It is overflowing. It is superabundant. It is just great, too great and too sublime. My dear friends, I don't want to detain you for too long, but remember, God has given us millions of gifts. Millions. He gave you family. He gave you good health. He gave you a roof over your head. He gave you education. He gave you friendship. He gave you peace. He gave you freedom of speech. You know, you can go out in the street now and say whatever you want and behave. There are countries you dare not do that. But how much we have, how privileged we are. But my dear friends, don't misunderstand. Don't be deceived. The greatest of all gifts is the Lord Jesus Christ. The God of the very God, coming from the very throne of God, coming into this world, dying on that indescribable cross of Calvary, Remember, this is something people don't often mention. Remember that when somebody dies on a cross, the noble becomes a pariah. The rich becomes a leper, ostracized. The great becomes a nobody. And actually, he becomes nothing, because nobody has ever survived crucifixion. Nobody. You see the brigand, you see the malefactor, you see the person going to the place where he will be crucified, but you never see him coming back walking again. But you see, brigands deserve to be crucified in Roman times. But the Lord Jesus Christ, without sin, the righteous one, the blameless one, the perfect one, suffering that agony and ignominy on the cross of Calvary. You know why? For millions of sinners who will trust in him. Oh, can I draw your attention? Come to the Lord Jesus. He paid that price not because he did anything wrong. I could give you at least 10 verses in the Bible where people have witnessed openly that the Lord Jesus Christ is not guilty of anything. Even Herod, the worst of all kings, no mercy, the merciless, he confessed that this man has done nothing wrong. But you see, he died on the cross of Calvary to pay the unpayable and the unpaid price for all of us if we believe in him. My dear friends, before I really say more, in this verse, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift, we see the unsearchable riches of God, of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. God gave us salvation with a heartbeat, with no reluctance, and with no compulsion. Nobody pushed him to get there. He went to the cross willingly. He went to the cross voluntarily. It was his choice. When you read Luke chapter 9, he had every opportunity to avoid the cross, but he said, I must go to Jerusalem. You know why he went there? For you and me, if you come to him and believe on him. Now, why this gift is unspeakable? What makes it to be so indescribable? My dear friends, I keep it simple. I cannot make it complicated. But there are 8 reasons I have gathered, just for the rest of time we have, to express, if it's possible, if that would convince you, even one, if one could convince you, oh, what a great gain for you to come to the Savior, but without delay. Here is the first one. You know what makes this gift to be so unspeakable? It is original. Original. Many people in this world, they think they are special. They think they are original. But this gift is original. But I have to add something else there. This gift is original, coming from a divine origin, from the very throne of God. You haven't been there. I haven't been there. But we know from the word of God that there is heaven. God is the King of heaven. He's sitting on a throne there. And from him came the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. My dear friends, I'm sure you have bought some items in your life. Sometimes it says limited edition. We jump on it. Limited edition. It's a big lie, because it is produced maybe 500, 1,000 items. But here, about salvation, about the Lord Jesus Christ, we can say limited edition. One of his kind. His original. You see, I'm not calling you to come to a man. I'm not calling you to come to a religion. But the Savior, the gift he's given you, the Lord Jesus Christ, the gift of salvation is original, and it comes from heaven. it has no comparison with anything in this world. So it is from divine origin. And the wonderful thing is that this gift has always existed. Always. Every gift you buy has been made. They put an expiration date on it. Some of them, most of them. But this gift, before the world began, from eternity to eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ has always been. And when you read Micah chapter 5, it says that the days of the Lord Jesus Christ are going back to everlasting. Everlasting. But the second, what makes this gift to be so special and unspeakable? It is for everyone. It is for all. Why? Romans chapter 3 verse 23 says, all have sinned and come short to the glory of God. My dear friends, you may not like my words. Please forgive me. It's not to offend you. But remember, we are a broken generation. We live in a broken world. And actually, it's interesting. The Greek word anthropos means the one who stands straight. That's the meaning. Oh, evolution, remember? What's the word for man? The one who stands straight, meaning God created us different than animals. But my dear friends, all of us have sinned. That's why everyone is born head down. Why? Because we need salvation. But I must come to the third one. The third one, this gift is unspeakable because it meets our deepest need. What is my need? Education, clothing, housing, food, raiment, garment, marriage, friendship. What is it? What is my real need? To be a soldier? To be in the army? To be the president of a nation? No, this is too small. My greatest need is to have salvation. Because I'm broken, I'm a poor sinner, I'm a doomed sinner, and I need reconciliation with the one who made me. That makes it to be special, this gift. Because it answers where the problem is. Most time with doctors, with scientists, and so on, they only touch the surface of a matter. But this gift, it goes where it hurts the most, and it deals with the gangrene of my sin. It deals with it. And I receive salvation free of charge. My dear friends, you know that some gifts are surplus, some gifts are superfluous, some gifts are useless, some gifts are a duplication. I have it already. No, please, I don't need it. But this gift, it meets my needs because I need it at all times. But I must give you the fourth one. The fourth one, this gift is unspeakable because it is undeserved, unmerited, unearned. My dear friends, God has nothing to sell. He is a giver. He is not a tradesman. You know, when you read, you can do it later, you read 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, the word grace is mentioned 10 times. 10 times. You know what? Why am I telling you this? Salvation is by grace, not by works. There is no amount of good works that I will do in this life, in this body, to earn the slightest door, the slightest entrance into heaven. Please wake up. Look. Behold. Salvation is free. I can only receive it. I wish I can say more. It has that divine origin. It is original. It is for all, for everyone, because we have sinned against the living God. But it meets my deepest need. What is my deepest need? Is to have forgiveness of my sins. But it is undeserved. Now the fifth one is very simple. This gift has already been purchased. You cannot find it in a corner shop. You cannot find it in a shopping center, in a shopping mall. It's not there. At Calvary, that's where God dealt with all our sins. Christ paid for it. And he paid by his blood. We are redeemed not by the blood of bullocks, not by the blood of goats, not by the blood of anything, but by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Purchased already. I'm sure you have been into places, you want to buy something, and they told you it was already sold. And actually they put on it, sold, gone. That the gift is gone. God has it. Only God can provide it also. But the sixth one, as simple as the first one, when you receive that gift of that unspeakable gift, it will never be stolen. I'm sure most of us, unless you are really very, very brave, most of us, when we left home today, we have locked behind us. Why do you do that? But this gift will never be stolen. It will never be removed. It will never be taken from you. Once you receive salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, Bible says from cover to cover that nothing shall separate us from the love of God manifested in the Lord Jesus Christ. But I must move on. The seventh one, very simple also. This gift is unspeakable because it opens the door to every other gift. You must have this initial gift before God gives you any other gift. He will give you the Holy Spirit. You will be adopted by God. He will give you comfort. He will give you peace. He will give you forgiveness of sins. He will give you friendship in the Church of Jesus Christ. God will be your Father. Christ will be your Savior. The Holy Spirit will be your comforter, your counselor. The Bible will be your book. Prayer will be your way to enter into the heavenly places. And guess what is waiting for you? Heaven. Heaven. I cannot describe it to you, but it is certainly a place. A place where Christ is. A place that no preacher will ever be able to exhaust speaking to us. How wonderful that place is. But I must close. The eighth one is, this gift is unspeakable, but it must be only received by faith. Faith is the key. Please, what do we mean by faith? When we speak about faith, what do we mean? Faith is to trust. Faith is the hand that takes and receives. Lord, I have nothing to give thee. I have nothing to bring except my sins, my pollution, my depravity, my wickedness, my evil heart, my promiscuity, my evil thoughts. These things I bring unto you. Oh Lord, I pray there will be a reversal. I pray there will be an exchange. Oh Lord, take my rags and give me thy riches. That's what faith means, really. I come, I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, because the gift is personal, and it has been designed to fit one by one. And that's what you often heard me saying this, if you have come to this church for many times, I wish I can receive that gift for you tonight. If I can pour all my tears, all the water of my body just to receive it for you, I will do it tonight. But you know, the gift of salvation is one-to-one. It is individual. You must come for yourself and plead with the living God to save your soul. Oh, how far could anyone be willing to go to save me? I'm sure you are not willing to make even a mile to save me. But God, coming from heaven, the third heaven in the person of Christ, came among us. Oh, no gift could be with you wherever you go. But this gift is ever and all present. Wherever you go, the gift of salvation will be with you. Receive your gift by faith and repentance. And please join me with the Apostle Paul, the persecutor who became a preacher, who became an apostle. And he, after speaking so many times, and he could just explode really in such a great benediction and thanksgiving by saying, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. It is his gift, not the gift of the church, but the gift of God for every sinner. My friend, all these things, I wish my time is over. I should recapitulate them for you, but there is no need. But all these gifts make the Lord Jesus Christ to be God's unspeakable gift for every one of us who trust in him tonight and for our souls. Please, are you so careless about your soul? Will you just walk away tonight as if nothing has ever happened? You know, even us, our human race, to refuse a gift, it is an insult. But to God, it is even a greater insult. Please don't insult God, because you shall stand before him one day and you shall give account about all your life. Come to him, trust in him. Tell him, Lord, I need this gift. I need it. I'm ready to take it. I trust in thee, Lord. I believe in thee. Is it too good to be true? Oh, yes, it is. That's why I need it. Because it is too good to be true. I receive the forgiveness of my sins. You know, the government cannot give me that. Home office cannot give me that. The Queen cannot give me that. We speak highly about her. But God, praise be unto God. Thanks unto God for his unspeakable gift. Come to him. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the price. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, oh Lord, come in our midst. We pray that these words will not fall in the ears of in vain. But Lord, we pray that they will trouble us, not our words, but the power of thy Spirit, that every sinner who is in this room, among this thy people in this congregation, oh Lord, if it's possible, throughout even the rest of this night, even throughout the rest of this week, that the person will be troubled so much that he wants to look for that gift. Oh Lord, we thank thee that in God, whosoever believed in Christ will become a child of God. Oh Lord, bless us again. Visit us with showers of salvation. We thank thee. We thank thee, Lord. No, oh Lord, we pray that thou will bless us and forgive us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing together hymn number 362. Hymn number 362. How sad our state by nature is.